Before I die, I want to stroll through the city one last time. Let this be my last humble wish, to walk on my feet through my city, through the city of Copenhagen. As I've done so many times before, and I'll know this is the last time, and I'll choose my route with care. And I'll walk down Eastend Street or Westbridge Street, and walk down all the narrow sunless side streets with all their shut down shops. And I'll look at all the junk shop displays of yellowed curtains and greasy gas rings. And I'll rummage in the book boxes, and I'll buy nothing. And not because it's the last time, but because I never rummage in the book boxes to buy anything, but to rummage in them and think how short and strange life is. And I'll look at children playing in the small, square, stony, wind-blown courtyards, and I'll listen to them shouting to and at each other, and I'll see their mothers lean out of kitchen windows and call them in when dinner is ready, and out the windows clotheslines will hang with the family's underwear, and it will flap in the wind. And I'll walk through Westbridge's Poets' Quarters in the gloaming, I'll stroll along Saxo Street, Oldenslayer Street, Kingo Street, and I'll stop in someplace in one of the serving houses, maybe Cafe Golden Rain, and savor a bitter and nothing else, and then out and on. I'll wear my soles thin this last stroll in Copenhagen. I will say farewell to my city. And I'll walk on from Westbridge. I'll go in over the central station. I'll pass it in gray light, and it will be lightly veiled. It will, as always, resemble an old tear-streaked film, and it will stab my heart, as it always does. The usual alkies will sit there waiting for nothing. The young hitchhikers will stand there with their backpacks and their cartons of milk. Hurried and harried people will wait for their connections. Families will come with suitcases and baby carriages to take a weekend with the family in the country. And I'll stand in a corner and be overwhelmed and not be able to do anything about it and not want to either. Just be overwhelmed by all that life and all that swarm. Wet eyes without clear reason and very, very distant. And when I have pulled myself together, I'll shake the shoulders of my coat, shake the central station off as a dog shakes his wet fur, or as when you leave a theater after a movie. I'll light a cigarette and go on down Westbridge Street to the town hall square, where everyone flutters around between buses and movie houses. And again, I'll just lean up against a poster plastered pillar, and I'll know that here somewhere on these stones lies my whole life and all my dreams, just like so many others' lives and dreams. Everything is so swift and fleeting, like your last stroll through the city. And I'll walk down the pedestrian street like a shadow, and all the way down I'll be accompanied by all my friends, and they will all be ghosts, and no one but me will see they are there, but they are. And we say goodbye to everything and each other, and we are not sentimental, but the air is full of something, no one knows what it's called or is. And we walk there in silent conversation, and somewhere towards New Square, they are gone again. And I myself fade out a little further down. My last stroll through the city is done, and a single shadow less frequents the street.